This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, under the oversight of the elders of the Chip and Roll Congregation in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rao.
Hello, and welcome for the first time, or welcome back to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rao, and preacher for the Ramona, Oklahoma Church of Christ. And I'm so excited you are joining me today, and hope that you will continue to study God's Word with me in the future. If you're new to this podcast, you can find past episodes at the Bible Way Media website that go all the way back to when I first started doing this in 2015. I also would like to encourage you to have your Bible ready so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read the verse along with me, or if I just mention the verse, you can pause the podcast and read it for yourself before unpausing and continuing the study. If you have any questions about this study or have other Bible questions, please feel free to email me at my email address at L as in Landon, Rowell, Rowell, 222 at gospel-preacher.com. Or you can find me on social media platforms such as Instagram or X by simply DMing me your question there. I hope you have a blessed day today. And if you are in the Ramona, Oklahoma area, please join us on Sunday and or Wednesday. We would love to have you. Let's now get into our study. Having finished up our series, Impact 316, we will now dive into a study that has recently hit me and my family very hard. From the moment one has a child, a parent, whether biological or adopted, realizes that raising children is hard. Don't get me wrong, they are certainly a blessing. The psalmist declared through inspiration in Psalm 127 and verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." If you skip down to verse 5, it says this, "Happy or blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." But it's Psalm 127 and verse 4 that I want us to consider today. That reads, "Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth." Children are certainly a blessing, but it is the parent's responsibility to point them or shoot them in the right direction. It is the parent's responsibility, in other words, to train them in the Lord. In Proverbs 22 and verse 6, we read this, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This involves three parts. The first part is teaching them what they need to know about God through his word, and to know what is right and wrong, therefore. In Deuteronomy 6 through 9, we read this, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontlet between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Second, training involves helping them take that knowledge and turning it into wisdom, which is knowledge applied. The book of Proverbs is a great place to develop wisdom based on knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, we read this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be a healing to your flesh and a refreshment to your bones." Lastly, training involves discipline because foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. In Proverbs 22 and verse 15, again we read, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him." There is nothing within these three aspects of raising children that isn't hard to accomplish. They all take a lot of time. They all take a lot of effort. And they all take all of our love. However, if we train up our children in the way of the Lord, they will have the greatest chance to reach heaven. Sometimes children reject their training. We all certainly do from time to time when we sin as Christians. But it is our training that brings us back. And through prayer, love, and patience, if our child decides to go the way of the world, it will be their training that brings them back to God that we instilled in them. Because of the training, they have a chance at heaven no matter what state they are in right then. As we as parents work hard to help our children and realize that raising children is hard, let us seek God's help, His love for us, and do our best to train our children. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious Word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's Word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.